This is Andrew Thompson, reporting from the Spanish island of El Hierro, about 400 kilometres off the coast of Africa. It's pretty far from Madrid, which is about 2,000 kilometres away. Today, we're going to talk to two of the 11,000 people who live here to find out what's so special about the island. First, this is Pedro Rodriguez, who owns a seafood restaurant on the island. Hello, Pedro.
Hello, Andrew.
So, how long have you lived on El Hierro?
I haven't lived here for very long. I came from Madrid about 5 years ago.
You don't like it here, then?
I love it here. I wish I had come a lot sooner than I did. I spent a lot of my life in Madrid.
City life can be tough. I suppose island life is rather more relaxing?
El Hierro is my home now.
So, what's so great about El Hierro?
In the city, everyone hurries everywhere. You are surrounded by traffic, and you never feel like you can really relax. What's more, my career was in banking, which is a particularly stressful job. I love the sound of the sea. I love the peace and quiet. And I feel free here. City life was never like that. When I was living in the city, I worked in banking, as I said. It paid well, and I was able to buy my restaurant. But I should have left the city when I was a much younger man.
So, you love the quiet life on El Hierro. But is there anything else that makes El Hierro special?
Well, another thing is El Hierro is completely energy independent.
Energy independent?
Yes. In the past, the power on the island was produced by oil. A lot of money was paid to ship 40,000 barrels of oil over from the mainland every year. It cost the island over 1.7 million euros a year. Now, all our energy is created right here on the island.
And for more about that, we'll now talk to engineer Sofia Martinez.
Hello, Andrew.
I wonder if you could tell us about the way you generate energy here on El Hierro.
Well, if you've spent a day or two here, you may have noticed we have a lot of wind.
Yes. In fact, it's blowing pretty hard outside right now.
Well, for about 3,000 hours, or for about 35% of the year, the wind here blows hard enough to turn wind turbines, which can provide electricity.
Does El Hierro rely completely on wind to power the island?
No. The island's wind turbines have a capacity of about 11 megawatts, about enough to power 3,500 homes. But it's only one element. The bigger problem is that the wind doesn't blow all the time, so the power source isn't consistent.
So you need another energy source on windless days.
That was the challenge. To create an energy generation system, or a network of systems, that could supply enough energy for the island all the time. And the solution was hydroelectric power.
What is hydroelectric power exactly?
Hydroelectric power is when energy is converted into another form, such as electricity. The initial source of this energy is from water.
But doesn't hydroelectric power require a river and a dam? Isn't El Hierro too small for a river?
A river with a dam is the usual way of producing hydroelectric power. But really, all you need is water that can move from a high place to a lower place to get energy from the water.
Okay.
At the center of El Hierro is a dormant volcano. a volcano that is no longer active. In the middle of the volcano, we built a reservoir that holds over 500,000 cubic meters of water at a height of 700 meters above sea level. So that's our water in a high place.
But you don't get much rain here. What happens when all of the water runs out of the reservoir?
Well, I mentioned the wind turbines. The wind power and the hydroelectric power are in a network together. When the wind is blowing, energy from the wind turbines pumps water up into the reservoir.
So the wind turbines power the pumping station.
Right. We also use the wind power for all of our electrical needs when it blows. Then, when the wind stops, we let water run out of the reservoir and through some turbines. The turbines turn generators and we have hydroelectric power we can access.
So the water flows in a cycle. It's pumped up the hill by the wind power, then it's released when it's needed.
Yes, that's right. What's more, the system also provides our drinking water and water for use in agriculture.
But where does the water come from?
We use seawater.
But you can't drink salt water.
We have a desalination plant to take the salt out of the seawater so it can be used in agriculture and as drinking water. We're constantly adding new water and taking stored water out of the cycle as we need to use it. In fact, I've just come from the desalination plant where we're having some problems today. Something isn't working properly and the replacement parts haven't arrived yet. We're a long way from the mainland, so delivery of anything takes at least a few days. If they don't come soon, we may have to ask people to use less water for a few days.
You're a long way from everything out here, aren't you? It must be difficult sometimes.
Yes, it's a real challenge living here. On the other hand, we all love it. It can be a hard life, but I wouldn't live anywhere else.